That's next week on Sunday, so just remember that. Also, I mentioned the carry-in dinner today. We also have the back-to-school bash, so if you guys have anybody that you're thinking that would want to go to a youth group, tonight would be a great time. We're going to start at 5. We're going to have a bunch of fun. We might end up with water balloons because of how hot it is, but just going to say that just in case. But so be prepared for that. Invite more friends if you know somebody, anybody that would want to come, 7th through 12th grade. Also, another kind of new thing we're throwing up is on September 8th, we got a sing and share. We were trying to come up with names for it, and I wanted it to be Raise and Praise, and then it could be like RIP. I just thought it would be fun, and then we could be like, let's go rip, you know, and nobody liked that one. So it's sing and share. You can go with S&S, kind of like R&R, but better, okay? It's rest and relaxation, but sing and share. But honestly, guys, it's going to be a great time. On September 8th at 6 o'clock here at the church, just come. We're going to sing some songs, share what God's been doing in your life. And I sure hope you guys are being encouraged. I get encouraged every week coming here just to church. It's awesome. So it's another opportunity to come together and do that. Also, we need some more help. We talked about in the community. Now we're going to talk about in the church. And I'm notorious for trying to twist people's arm to try to get them to help. But we need nursery workers. So if you guys are wanting to do that just once a month or once every other month or whatever, go talk to Therese. She can get you lined up. And her phone number is also in there. And if you don't like talking to Therese, you can text her. It's that easy. Sometimes I have to do that. But no, I'm kidding. Also, we really need help with Club Rock. There's sign-up sheets out there with cookies or bars or snacks, whatever you want to bring for that. And we need help. If you guys want to know more about like what you're actually helping with, there's like a brief description and what you would be helping with on the paper. But if you want to know even more, I can talk to you too. But we need to get that filled out by September 15th. So that way we can get the leaders lined up and we can have our staff meeting and have some pizza on September 15th after church and after Sunday school on that day. So I think that's all the announcements in here. Are there any other announcements today? Okay, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from 1 Peter 1, 3 through 5. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
Again, we welcome each one of you. If you'd like to take your hymn books or look up on the screen, we're going to sing together number 543, When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. Number 543, ask you to stand with me, please. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, that bright and cloudless morning when dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen one shall gather to their home beyond the skies and the roll is called up yonder, be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn setting sun. His wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, it's called up yonder. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, be there.
Let's take this opportunity to greet one another. Let each other know you're glad to see them. Again, we're grateful that you have chosen to worship with us today. This is the opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the church. Have one from Sandy Sievertson, one of her friends from Rhee Heights. Sharon Lingsheet is going to be going tomorrow for kidney stone removal. And so we'll be praying for a successful surgery, but also she is pretty anxious about the procedure. So we'll be praying for peace of mind and heart for her. Any other prayer requests or praises for today? Yes, Anita. Well, the thank you from Anita to all those that came and remembered. Yes, it is good to have a large family because they came alongside and helped, and that was, but it was a wonderful opportunity to celebrate a legacy of 90 years, and so I was grateful to see your family here today. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I do thank you for today. As we see all the fall activities starting, we're reminded today that there's still, it's still summer. And I thank you that we can come inside to worship together, that we can be reminded of the blessings in our lives. We thank you that you have seen to bring us a new day. The psalmist tells us that we're to rejoice in it because this is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and are glad in it. Father, I thank you that you, before the foundations of the world, prepared to send your Son, that he came to be our atoning sacrifice, and he satisfied your wrath, with his death on the cross, that with his resurrection, we see that he has conquered death and that we have hope for eternity. Father, he is now at your right hand, and his work has been accomplished as far as our salvation, but his work still continues as he intercedes on our behalf, as he and you send the Holy Spirit into our lives to remind us of our connection to you, but also as he comes alongside and shows us the works that you've prepared for us. Father, we're grateful for the opportunities we have as with school starting, that you would be with the staff and faculty of all the schools in the area for our students as they enter into the transition of summer activities to school activities, that you would watch over the miles that will be traveled for the activities and co-curricular activities they participate in, that you'd keep them safe, and that they would be looking for opportunities to be salt and light for you. Father, we thank you for the ministries that you've entrusted to us. We pray for our Sunday school time, the opportunity of having promotion Sunday, just a reminder that each Sunday, teachers prepare, students come, and we have the opportunity of diving into your word deeper. We pray for the staffing and the year ahead for Club Rock. We just ask that you would use us in the lives of the students in our community. Father, we lift up our request to you, and knowing that there's many others that may be unspoken, we're grateful for the opportunity of celebrating Anita yesterday and the legacy and that you have used her in the lives of many, not only her family, but many in our community and around the state and the world. Thank you for just the time to come together and celebrate. Father, we lift up Sharon to you and the surgery that she has tomorrow, that you would give her peace of mind and heart, give wisdom and guide the doctor's hands, that it would be a successful surgery, and that she would be relieved of the pain from this kidney stone. Father, we also lift up the ministries that we support around the world and in our state. We lift up Victory Center to you as we focused on them this month as they have finished up their camping season and start preparing for next year. We pray both for the facilities as they look at the expansion and the upgrading, but also the opportunities to share about the love of Christ. We pray for all those students that have attended camp this summer, that you would bring to mind the things that they studied and the things you imparted in their hearts. We pray for our world, the turmoil and unrest around the world. We know that, as Jesus said in Matthew 24, there will be rumors of wars and nations will rise against nations. And that is sadly what happens when people don't follow you. But for your church around the world, we just ask that they would be salt and light. For those areas of the world that are closed to the gospel or your church finds persecution, we ask that you would intercede on their behalf, that their witness would shine forth, but that you would be working in and through the rulers of their world, that peace would come, that they could worship openly. Father, that's just a reminder for us that as we live in this country, the freedoms that we have, help us never to take them for granted. We pray for those men and women that are serving around the world in our armed forces, that you would watch over them, that especially those that are downrange, that you would keep them safe. For today, we just ask that you would use this offering we're about to receive from your people for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
looking at that video this morning of Victory Bible Camp brings back a lot of memories for a lot of us that went to church camps. This morning when we were practicing, we were singing, and it's a song we're going to sing at the end. It's called You Are My King, Amazing Love. And it's about being forgiven. And the only person that can forgive us is Christ. His love, what he did on the cross for us, is eternal. And when we sing, or when we read our Bible, or when we spend time in devotion with him or in prayer with him, it's all about loving him. It's all about praising him. It's all about serving him here on earth. And so this morning when we sing, Lord, guys, I'd just like you to think about the words and how they really mean and what they mean to each one of us. Please stand. Let's sing together. ahead and be seated. The last song is You Are My King. And the words in this song are very strong, very meaningful, and very powerful. Let's just sing them and praise Jesus for what he did.
Enough to send your son, and that he was willing to come and to be forsaken and condemned in our place. We thank you for the forgiveness of our sins for those who know Christ as Savior, and the hope that we have of eternity with you. In Jesus' name, amen.